This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Warner Brothers confirmed yesterday what many had suspected, that Wonder Woman 1984, film number two in that franchise, is going to debut in theaters and on HBO Max, that is to say in your living room, on December the 25th. That and delays of some other big releases, including Marvel's Black Widow, the next James Bond movie, and Tom Cruise coming back for another go-round in Top Gun Maverick, are making some people worried about post-pandemic Hollywood. Giancarlo Sergi is an associate professor of film and television at the University of Nottingham in England, and he gave us this history lesson on Hollywood and the pandemic of 1918.
You need to set the scene to some extent. Just prior to the war, World War I, obviously, the industry was one that was not dominated by any one country in particular. In fact, if anything, the film industry was more developed in Europe.
One of the earliest motion pictures finds Prince von Bismarck exhorting the Germans.
Countries like Italy and particularly France had developed companies like Pathé and Gaumont that would become the kind of prototypes of what then studios would eventually emerge like in the US. Then the war arrived, and as you can imagine, particularly in Europe, that brought devastation on a grand scale.
In the background, British patrols leave for the North Sea.
The infrastructure, in other words, the factories where movies were being made, effectively completely disappear. And then the pandemic kills it off altogether. In the US, on the other hand, which of course had seen no combat on US ground, infrastructure was being built at a growing pace. It was, however, also a time when two cities, it wasn't Los Angeles alone, it was New York and Los Angeles that were kind of battling it out to see who would come on top. The pandemic happens, and it hit badly on the West Coast, but Los Angeles, of all places, reacted faster than other cities, and so managed to reopen faster than other places. California, in particular Los Angeles, looked certainly more appealing than being stuck in New York during that particular pandemic. So, if anything, it accelerated that move west. You have films like Way Down East in 1920, Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse in 21, Ten Commandments in 23. In other words, all these are very big movies. And it is the time where really you begin to see Hollywood, as it then eventually becomes known, take advantage of the opportunity that the pandemic has created, because in Europe, nobody's making movies anymore. The lesson for today is that, well, you know, we are almost exactly 100 years from the Spanish flu. And the Spanish flu ushered in the century of Hollywood in many ways. We may be witnessing the exact opposite, the reverse process right now.
The past isn't dead.
But nothing lasts forever.
They're called orders, Maverick.
This hesitance in releasing movies, which is perfectly understandable on the one hand, may very well end the century of Hollywood and perhaps open up the doors for a much more global industry in this respect. So kind of Hollywood beware, because by the time studios begin to release movies again a year from now, or whenever it is, they may find that the situation has changed dramatically. It changed very quickly during the previous pandemic, so there's no reason to believe that it couldn't change just as fast this time around.
I've got my doubts about that new Tom Cruise movie, by the way, the Top Gun thing. Gianluca Sergi there at the University of Nottingham.